Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What time is it? Showtime. The brothers discuss sports and provide betting tips. The best kept secret in sports investing. Please welcome Bolt Brady and his bro.
Well, hello out there. What's going on, my friends? Welcome into Bolt Brady and his bro sports gambling podcast. We're here to wrap up the Super Bowl. Let's welcome on our guy Bolt.
Well, and it was a dandy, and I'm glad that I'm walking around here.
Yes, your Sunday for the Super Bowl didn't really unfold how we thought it was going to.
No, I should probably share a little bit of the details. So Saturday, I started to kind of get like an ache on my lower abdomen. And I was like, oh, it must have been something that I eat, you know, because then if I'd go to like the bathroom, like number one or two, it would help. And then later in the afternoon, like we were playing basketball in the backyard, and I was like, oh, and I kind of like had to keel over. It hurt so bad. Hmm. And then later that night when I was sleeping, like every half hour, I would feel something like a sharp, sharp pain. So anyway, the next day I had to miss flag football, and you know, everyone knows that that's not really going to happen. And so mom and my wife got, you know, worried, and they're like, you got to go to the hospital, check it out. And I'm like, well, all right, let's hold on here a sec. And I'm also thinking that the Super Bowl is about to start in like an hour.
Well, yeah, that's what we got to flag football, and I was like, oh, it was the first we'd heard about it. I'm like, oh, he's not going to make it.
Right. And we all know that I like to be at the flag football. Have to call the offensive plays and and help out the defense. And so, so everyone's kind of alert flag went up. And then so finally, you know, it's like an hour before the game. And my wife's like, let's just go now to the hospital. No one will be there during the Super Bowl. And I'm like, fine. So we go, and we've got like 45 minutes before the Super Bowl starts. And, you know, of course, you have to wait. Mm-hmm. So we're waiting, and we go to like one of those urgent care places. And the dude's kind of like, yeah, you know, blah. He didn't really tell us much. And he's like, you can go over to the hospital to get like a CAT scan, you know, where they do the X-ray. So we're like, all right, yeah, we better do that. Well, now the Super Bowl starts. And I luckily have my phone, so I'm not really sweating it.
You're streaming on Hulu?
Yep. So I'm not sweating it at all. I even have my earbuds. I prepared. So it's not a big deal to me. And then they move me into the room, you know, and then they're like taking my blood and all that. And even in the little room, there was a TV there. So I'm like, this isn't a big deal. And then all of a sudden, it starts getting to the late part of the game when it's literally that third and four. When the Niners have it third and four on KC's 35, and there was like 2 minutes left. And if they get the first down, you know, I'm said to my wife, I go, oh, if they get the first down here, this is ball game. And right then they come in and they go, hello, Bolt. And I'm like, yep. And they go, we need to take you now. And I go, okay. And I go, so I grab the phone and they're wheeling me down the hallway, like to take the scan, the x-ray. And so we turn this corner. And as soon as we go like into this room, I'm like, where did my reception go?
Oh, you get the depths of the hospital just disappears.
Exactly. And I'm like, this is not good. And I'm waiting in the hallway and I can hear the game going on in this room, like right next to me. And I go, so I'm trying to kind of look over the back of my bed that I'm laying in, that they're pushing me in, to see if I could see a TV. I can't see anything. And I'm like, this is incredible. It's like the most important part of the game. So then one of the nurses come out and I go, are you guys watching the game back there? And they're like, she goes, I am on my phone. And I go, oh God, my phone's not working. She goes, do you want to use mine? And I go, wow, do you mind?
Jeez, very nice of her.
Yeah, she goes, no, not at all. I go, great. So she brings her phone out, and then she wheels me in to like where they have to do the CAT scan. And, you know, you have to get out of the bed. And I'm like, can we just hold on one sec here? Let me see what happens on this play. And that's when the Chiefs blitz Brock, and the guy knocks it down, and they have to kick the field goal. And I go, excellent, okay. Well, now that's it. Now Patty's getting the ball. And so
yeah.
I'm getting the CAT scan, so I've got no clue what's going on. They take the scan. They roll me back to the room. I'm starting to get to the hospital where I can pull up the tuber again on my phone, and I see Patty's got the ball at like the 50, and I go, here we go.
You're going by each room, like just looking in to see if they have it on.
And so then I get back to the room, like where I'm waiting at least, to see the Chiefs kick the tying field goal, and then we go into overtime. Mm-hmm. And I'm back in action. So anyway,
so you're back in your room with the TV at this point.
Yep. So anyway, I end up having diverticulitis. For those that don't know, it's like when you get inflammation on your intestine, or like a small tear. So I actually had to stay in the hospital a few nights. I'm all good now. No surgery or anything, so that's all good. But yeah, so now that I've told about my experience with the Super Bowl, it was a little bit different.
Unforgettable.
Way of saying it. And I will add this. Being in the hospital, I saw the highlights of the game 5 million times. And when you win your bet, that's fine. If it was a loser, it would have been a terrible hospital experience.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I mean, that first night, especially, I mean, I heard Chris Berman and Booger go over it like 10 times. I saw that one. Then I saw that Lewis Reddick guy. Mm-hmm. I saw his like 10 times. So I'm good with all the highlights.
Right.
But, you know, we got the W for our listeners. And that was large by Patty.
Yeah. Yeah. What'd you think of the game?
Well, I think Brock played great, you know.
First half, certainly. You know, I think his numbers were better in the first half than Patty's.
Well, yeah. I mean, the first half he balled, and Patty, yeah, didn't do squat. But I think, you know, what I'm really most proud of is that, you know, not only that we picked the winner and kind of stuck to the guns, because, you know, all the word was is the public's taking the Chiefs too. And, you know, I've got friends in Colorado going, dude, everyone's taking the Chiefs. I don't know if this is good. And I'm like, wow. And then I was kind of feeling that way too. But, you know, all the reasons we took Patty and the Chiefs. And then there's this one female handicapper that I think most people follow her because of her looks, not because of her picks. And I saw that she had the Niners, and I go, excellent. Because mm-hmm. I know she's lost like the last 5 Super Bowls in a row.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Because I just follow her, and I'm like, because I find it interesting that so many people follow her. I mean, because she loses so much. But, you know, apparently people follow her for her looks, which is fine. But it made me feel a lot better when she said Niners. I go, excellent.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, she was wrong again, and we got the W.
Yeah, I mean, it's the biggest game of the year, so it's like they break down every angle and scrutinize everything, and then a lot of it just comes down to the chance, or, you know, the way the ball bounces. You know, they get lucky with the fumble bounces.
Yes.
I think the Chiefs had 5, but they recovered 4 of their own, you know, and then, like, McCaffrey, they're marching that first drive, and that guy fumbled twice all year.
Right.
And just that, they were marching. You know they were going to put some points up. and someone comes through that side of that pile and jars it loose.
Well, and Pacheco, he fumbled too. That was his That was the first one of his season.
Yeah.
That one I did not see. I don't know where I was in the hospital. I didn't notice that one because it said two turnovers for the Chiefs. I'm like, I know Patty had an interception. What's the other one? And then I saw the highlight. I'm like, oh, dude, he was about to go in there.
Yeah, Patty hadn't thrown a pick for a couple years in the playoffs, and they got him once.
Right. I think the... You know, we called Christian McCaffrey because we said he would ball, and he had 160 total yards, 80 receiving and 80 rushing. I don't think Debo really touched the ball enough. I guess he got a little banged up. And then, of course, Patty balled like we knew he would. I mean, he threw for 330 yards, so the people that took his over prop and yardage hit that. And then our boy Chris Jones, I mean, you look at his stats, and it was like, four tackles or whatever, but his pressures, I mean, when it counted, and he was one of the guys that put the pressure on Brock down there on the goal line, and that he actually, it wasn't so much him, it was a misassignment by the right guard, and he came in untouched.
Was that, yeah, and those guys were kind of chattering online about that, that one guy, you know, he's calling out like the guy that came in. Like, you missed assignment, and they were on the same team on the Niners.
I know. Nice job, buddy.
Right, and then he apologized.
And like, said he was too hungover.
Yeah, I'm like...
No, I don't think you were too hungover. I think you were too drunk when you posted the tweet
is
the problem, big
right.
guy.
Right.
Way to throw your teammate underneath the bus there. But, yeah, I mean, overall, you know, I mean, once again, that we talked about how the second half is typically more high scoring than the first. That totally played out. But, you know, the reason why I think, you know, I'm not speaking for you here, but the reason why I took Patty is because if he gets the ball late in the game, and that's exactly what happened, he's going to win the ball game.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they got the field goal, and then I'm like, oh, Patty, because, you know, the new overtime rules states that both teams get the ball regardless if the first team scores a touchdown or not. And so I'm like, okay, I'm cool here. I mean, that means Pat's getting the ball no matter what. He gets the field goal, and I'm like, hello.
Yeah.
And Patty goes 8 for 8 on the drive in overtime. And I'm like, that's why he gets paid the big bucks, and that's why we take him to win the big bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Patty.
I know they're making the big hubbub on the coin flip. And the coaches obviously knew the rules and what they were leaning towards. And Shanahan said their defense was gassed, you know, so let's... Let's let them catch their breath. They just run a big defensive stand against Patty. Let's not throw him right back out there.
That's not the play, though. I mean, because exactly what happened, like, and when it was 4th and 1, when the Chiefs had the ball on their own side of the field, I mean, they were like on their own 30. They probably would have punted that if they were the first team to get the ball. But because they knew what they had to do, I mean, they had to get at least a field goal. They're like, we're going for it. And that was a great 4th and 1 call. And did you see that? Like,
I don't think you punt in overtime. Like, you know, that's risky to just give them the ball and lose on the field goal.
Well, that's true. But what I'm saying is they know what they need to have. Hey, do we need a field goal here or do we need to have a touchdown? Like, the Niners didn't know. Like, just think the Niners kicked the field goal. What happens if they already knew that the Chiefs had a field goal or had a touchdown? That would have changed their...
I get it.
Yeah. I mean, there's no excuses. It was a terrible, terrible play by the call on the flip. There's no way around that. It was horrible.
I think the play design, they keep, you know, they've shown it over and over, too, with when they're down there. And they've used it before. They used something similar in last year's Super Bowl. It's just, you know, when they show people's assignments and the scheme of it, you know, is what's really impressive, too.
Are you talking about the game-winning touchdown?
Just how they, you know, the running back pulls, like, Warner and those guys in, and then Hardman just cuts back out, and they're like, shit, now who's got him? You know, it's just, it's so quick, and they're just peace out at that point.
It's yeah, they are. And that's why Patty said in his presser afterwards, he goes, we're never underdogs, by the way. I mean... You don't think those guys don't gander at the lines? I mean, they don't. They just take it, you know, it's not like they're betting on it, but they look at it and they go, you got to be shitting me. We're the underdog here. And so did you see that? Patty goes, just know the Chiefs are never underdogs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? Patty will probably never be an underdog again because he's pure domination when he is.
Yeah, I mean, even, you know, you go a year later and it's like you do forget certain things and how they look during the middle of the season, you know, can be totally different once the playoffs hit. And these guys caught their stride at the perfect time.
Well, and also, I mean, Kansas City, we had talked about it. You know, they had the most drops in the NFL by receivers. They also had the second most penalties by an offense in the entire season as well. So you clean up those two things, that's going to be a huge difference. And then, you know, also, I don't think it gets enough credit as the Kansas City Chiefs special teams. I mean, the kicker, Butker, how about they threw out a stat that he's hit his last 8 field goals that are 50 yards or further in a row. Mm-hmm. Good try, buddy. And then their punter, his name slips my mind right now. That guy balls too. I mean, he booms it. He had a 62-yarder. And special teams in games like that, I mean, they come into play big time.
For sure.
So, yeah, it was sweet. I mean, the Niners defense balled. I mean, Kansas City was 1-4 in the red zone before the overtime. And that's what was keeping the Nines in the ball game. You're like, wow, great job. I mean, 1-4, you're keeping Patty out of the end zone. And then, you know, props to Big Kelsey, too. We were ripping that guy all year, or at least I was. And then he comes out and he has one catch for 1 yard in the first half. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, the people that took the Kelsey over are getting drilled right now. And then he goes, hold your horses. I'm going to have a chat with Big Red. And he comes out and has 91 yards in the second half. Hello.
Little too aggressive there with this coach, probably. You know,
well,
when everyone's watching.
He admitted it. And, you know, he and his brother have that podcast. Mm-hmm. And his brother called him out on it. His brother's like, dude, that was a little out of control. And Travis is like, yeah, no, I agree. It was.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you want the ball and, like, be more part of the offense here. But Reed's a stud, man. That's why everyone loves him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're kind of making the comparison between him and Coach Shanahan. Like, because, you know, it took Reed, I mean, I think, like, didn't it take him, like, 20 years to win a Super Bowl or something?
Yeah, so. I mean, he had some great teams with the Eagles and McNabb and those guys. And they, you know, I remember when they got there with Terrell Owens and McNabb. And McNabb was puking in the huddle of the Super Bowl.
Right.
And like, Jesus, there's our QB, can't even keep his stomach down here in these pressure moments. So what changed for Reed, you know, change of scenery and also Patrick Mahomes.
Yes. And it's
so does Shanahan, you know, need someone besides Purdy? Who knows? The guy's 22.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's just tough to go against Patty. I mean, the 3 losses that he's had in the Super Bowl, counting when he was the offensive coordinator for the Falcons, were.
And that, why do they do that? Because they don't do that with other coordinators.
Yeah, I know, right?
So, like, let's
let, like, they're saying, like, yeah, they normally just talk about the coach.
Is Dan Quinn 0-2? You know, I mean.
Speaking of coordinators, how about Spags, defensive coordinator for the Chiefs? Does that guy ball? I mean, he balls. And he was another reason why we took the Chiefs. I'm just glad we took the Chiefs. I mean, I know our friends in NorCal weren't very happy about that. That's why we haven't heard from them very much this week. I understand. but, you know, that's why we don't pick favorites on teams. We just pick the team that we like for that game. But the Nines had a legit squad. I mean, I don't know really what they could have done differently. Really, I don't think they could. It's kind of like Phil Mickelson going against Tiger back in the golf days. Or John Stockton and Karl Malone having to go up against the Bulls. Like, John Stockton and Karl Malone would have, like, 2 or 3 NBA championships if it wasn't for the Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just unfortunately that not only are they going against, like, the best person of their era, it's, like, one of the best of all time. If it wasn't Patty, the Nines would have been Super Bowl champs.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, I mean, I think that's, you know, that's why they look for certain things to call out, like the coin flip and just little things to place some blame. But it's like, you know, let's put some credit on the other side versus going at Shanahan for the coin flip.
Totally. Yeah. No, the Niners, they had a great year. I mean, and they're stacked. Like, you just think of their offense. Like, I mean, Ayuk's probably like the lesser known of them all on offense, and that guy balls.
I think he's, you know, number 2 PFF for the Player Football Focus for the receiver position. I mean, he had a great season.
Oh, really? And then I believe he's a free agent, right?
Yeah, or he's, I think he has 1 left on the rookie contract, so.
Okay, because that might be a problem. Like, I you know, they better pay him, or because there's other teams that will slightly give him the chips. I mean, you got the Ravens. You got the Bills. I mean, you got some people that are like, hey, dude, you know, why don't you get paid?
Sure.
He's going to probably have to make the decision of, do I want to stay with the better team or do I want to get paid more?
He'll take some chips, but it's like, you know, you can find some young receivers that come in and make a pretty quick difference too. You know, like a Zay Flowers or someone comes in and has a great year. It's a great situation.
Yep, that's true. Did you see that the Niners fired their defensive coordinator, Big Steve Wilks?
Yeah, you know, Shanahan didn't like how something looked during the Super Bowl, and he called the timeout because he didn't like it was too obvious what they were in. So he's like, they're going to chew that up. So I think there was some tension in terms of what, you know, if he likes how the guy ran his defense for a while and just not the right vibe for how he wants to move forward.
Yeah. I don't even think Steve Wilks got free rein on what he wanted to do with the defense. I think he was kind of like put into a box saying, hey, we need you to do this or that. He's like, sweet. That's not even what I want to do, but all right. What else stood out to you about the Super Bowl?
Maybe the festivities after, you know, they let it rip a little because they were in Vegas.
So oh,
they hit the clubs.
Did anything come out about the clubs?
They just showed some pictures. You know, they all went to XS, the club at Wynn.
Who the Chiefs did?
Mm-hmm.
And Patty was out.
Yeah, Patty, the Kelsey Bros, the Marshmallow DJ Marshmallow was there. He just you probably didn't know who that guy is.
No, I don't.
You know, they don't. He has never show his face, so he wears this big white marshmallow over his.
And he's popular?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Dude, he's like one of the top five. I mean, he's been around for days. So he was there. He kept throwing on some Taylor Swift tunes and stuff because she was in there, like, but mixing them in.
Ha!
But the bigger Kelsey, I guess, you know, he said he stood back a little bit. He's like, you know, I'm friends with these guys because I've been around them, but it's their moment. Let them kind of do their thing. But he's like, as I had a couple more drinks and I was cruising through the dance floor, he found like one of those wrestler mask, Liberace or whatever, but it was the Chiefs colors.
Oh wow!
So he threw it on and like his beard just came out of it and it just looked like it fit him perfectly.
They showed a picture of that.
Oh yeah! So he's like, I just transformed into that guy once I found that and got a little more tuned up.
Did he take the shirt off again?
He didn't, but they just said he's the life of the party when he gets rocking.
How old is he? Because Kelsey's like 32, right, Travis?
No, Travis is 34. Jason's 36.
Okay. That's awesome. That's great that they get along that well.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think they did go do their show, you know, Tuesday or whatever. And Travis was like having whatever he was drinking. He's like, man, this is the first thing that hasn't been alcohol this weekend so far.
Well.
And then you cut to him on stage.
Yes.
Celebrating in KC.
Yes, there was some slurring taking place there.
Someone maybe should have said, hey, bro, I don't think you're speaking today.
Yeah, no kidding. They're like, dude, no.
He's looking at his phone. He's trying to sing like a Garth Brooks song or something. And he can't even really get through what's on his phone. And then Patty steps in and goes, let me just kind of cut to the chorus here for you and wrap it up.
Yeah, I mean, those guys must not get much sleep. On that Sunday night, jeepers. The end, you shower up, you do the interviews. I mean, I wonder what time they got to the club at, but
they said they were up till like 4 or 5
easy. I mean, what time did they get to the club? I wonder. Like,
I don't know, but then
midnight,
like,
at the earliest, I bet.
They show Patrick has to jam over to Disneyland, you know, because he's the MVP, always goes there. So he jams to Disneyland on Monday and does the little car ride down the strip there.
Oh, right? Wow. And they're feeling bueno in that thing.
Yep. The shades just stay on.
The head's pounding when they're doing that.
He's a little younger. He's 28.
Yeah.
So he does that. They throw you some chips for that, too, though, as MVP.
I'm sure. He almost needs them, though. But.
No, I know. But they said, he told his team, he's like, hey, since this was the business trip, I'm bringing y'all back here.
Yes. I was going to say that. He told them that before, right? He said, hey, guys, this is the business trip. Let's zone it in. Let's get the W. And then he said, like, he's paying for it, right, to bring them all back?
Yeah. I mean, because they were staying out in, like, Henderson at some garb little place to kind of stay away from the action. But so I'm sure he'll take them back to somewhere bigger.
Yeah.
And they said even, like, the player's bonus for winning the Super Bowl was $171K.
Really?
So, I mean, you just take that and slap it towards that weekend with the Chiefs.
Right.
Let's do it.
That's awesome. They're going to have a decent time.
Right.
Well, I mean, there's pure domination going with the Chiefs now. That's pure domination.
Oh, I thought a lot of people had the over-under kind of locked in at 47.
Yes.
Or maybe a 47.5.
Right.
What it kind of trickled up to. So that thing just lands right on the number with that TD.
I know. That was kind of crazy. I mean, if you had the under, well, I guess the under still hit. The over just had no chance. No chance. And then they go into overtime. You're like, whoa. Maybe this does go over, but once that field goal was kicked, sorry.
Well, a lot of people did have the 47.5 because they didn't get the push even, so they just got the loss.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Mm-hmm. Well, unless you had the under,
right? and then you're partying like the Chiefs,
right?
So that's about it. I mean, I unfortunately don't have the record for the whole season, but I know it was good. I know we did well. So hopefully the listeners are pleased and won some chippers and ended it with some chippers on the Super Bowl there. And then now we have March Madness coming up, and I think we're going to take a little break until then. Correct?
Yeah, I think we've got like a 3.5 week break here. Just kind of chill, and then they'll once they get those college conference championships going, then they kind of do Selection Sunday,
right?
And we'll come at you right after Selection Sunday.
Yep. And so it's important to hit that subscribe button on the podcast, because what happens when you hit the subscribe button is that you get alerted when like the new podcast comes out. So it's always good to do that, so you don't want to miss anything for March Madness. Because I don't know if you remember, little brother, but I picked UConn last year.
Mm-hmm.
Woohoo! Won a few March Madness little championships last year with that little nugget.
Yeah, that was a good one.
In fact, I picked it right about this time. So this is when I start to kind of zone in. I've been doing that. I've been watching. I've got a few squads that I like to see who I think will take her home. But yeah. Last year, we gave out UConn before, you know, the tournament started. So you'll want to tune in to us, see if we can pick another one.
Yeah, college hoops is totally different, man. No one, like, dominates from start to finish like they used to, because these kids don't stick around very long.
Right. Yeah. Well, and the big thing is, the real big thing, for those people that start dabbling in it now, even when the good teams go on the road, wow, is it super difficult for these teams to get the W on the road. Like, even the top five teams, I mean, they struggle going on the road, like in league play. And that's what's so sweet about college hoops. I mean, I say this pretty much every year, but like the Big 12 and Big 10, I mean, all the leagues, but those two, like when they play league games, it's awesome on the road games. And like, good luck beating Kansas in Kansas. It's not happening. But then they go on the road and they get thumped. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So anyway, so thank you to everyone for tuning in to us for the NFL season. It was a lot of fun. Look forward to coming back for March Madness, and then we'll have some Masters golf after that. And then we'll give you the update after the Masters, what our plan will be.
Yep. Usually we get into some NBA stuff from there and take you to the NBA finals. But also I just grabbed some hats came in to my house, so I think you owed a couple people some.
Yep.
And then also, if you guys want to write some new reviews on Apple or wherever you listen and let us know, we'll get you guys some lids you can represent out there. But that'll do it, man. Yeah, it was a super fun football season. I can't believe how quick this goes every year. I miss it when it's gone. But thank you all. We will catch you guys in a few weeks. Appreciate it.
See ya.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.